嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。你正在收听开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
啊，我们现在已经十二月了，
mm-hmm.
一年就快要过去了。
Right, so this is the topic I actually really, really don't like to do because it always signals that we've wasted a year.
没有没有，现在年底嘛，就会有各种各样的总结啊，各种各样的 lists、
mm-hmm.
榜单。那我们今天要跟大家分享的一个年度榜单呢，就是牛津词典、剑桥词典，他们分别推出了自己的年度英语词。
Okay, so often we use phrases like "word of the year 2019," but like Jenny said, these are all words that.Well, they've actually been around for a long time. They've just finally been added to the dictionary.
是是是。那除了牛津、剑桥这两部词典，他们选出的各自的年度英语词呢，我们也选了一些啊，还有几个就是在今年被收录到不同英语词典里面，比较有意思的一些年度新词和热词。Mm-hmm. 好，那我们先来看看这个很有权威公信力的牛津 Oxford 年度英语词好了。
Okay, so they had a really big focus this year on climate change.
Oh, climate change 就是气候变化。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 那年度热词是什么呢？
Well, it's climate emergency.
Okay.
Yeah, because this old phrase climate change, it's been around for a while, but it's not strong enough, perhaps, to...force people into action.
所以他们要用 emergency.
Emergency.
Emergency 的意思就是一个紧急，非常非常紧急的情况，对
吗？
对对，是，比如说医院，它会有 emergency room, 急诊室。
Right, or emergency vehicles will take people to the emergency room.
对对对，好，那 climate emergency, 我们来看看牛津词典是怎么定义它的。
Well, it says a climate emergency.Oh, I should probably have a British accent, mm-hmm. right? A climate emergency is defined as a situation in which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change.
Oh, so its definition 里面是说，这个 climate emergency 需要我们有 urgent action.
Yeah, so this is, I kind of wish they would have defined this a little bit differently, because we do get this question a lot. What is the difference between...emergency, urgency, emergent, and urgent. And the difference really is not so much in meaning, it's in usage. So look at this sentence again. I won't have a bad British accent this time. Climate emergency is defined as a situation in which urgent action is required to blah, 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 blah. So basically, emergency, we all know. Jenny has already given a really good example of that.If something is urgent, it means you have to do it, or you have to deal with it right now.
对。
But we don't really use the words urgency or emergent as much as we use these two words.
对，我觉得大家可以，就是 emergency 是一个 situation, 是一个情况。
Right.
然后 urgency 是一种就是感觉或者意识、
right.
就英语里面常常说 a sense of urgency、
right.
就紧迫感、
right.
对不对它是一个 feeling
It's a feeling, yeah, we have to act now
对对对好的那像前面说到的 urgent action 意思就是 yeah, have to act now
right, now、
好诶前面我们对比了这两个词啊、我们现在也可以对比一下 climate 和 weather.
Oh yeah, so this is what a lot of climate skeptics or climate change deniers really need to focus on because they'll say things like, well, if climate change is real, then how can I have this snowball?
Weather.
It's weather, right? They're thinking about weather. Weather is just the like, local...pattern.
今天有没有下雨
right.
然后对
right. So you can't think about weather on a global scale.
对对对
right? Weather is local just by definition. Whereas climate, that is the whole planet.
一个是气候一个就是天气啊。前面你用到了一个词叫 climate denial.其实这个词也是在牛津今年他觉得热词的榜单里面啊。Denial, D-E-N-I-A-L, 意思是就你不愿意面对或者承认这个现实。
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's not just a river in Egypt.
其实英语有一个 说法，一个短语叫 in denial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in denial about something.
那 climate denial 就是其实迄今还是有一些人会觉得啊、climate change 气候变化不是真的。
Yeah, that's it. So that person would be a denier or a climate denier.
Okay, 好，那看完牛津词典的年度英语词呢 ，Let's talk about.Cambridge Dictionary.
Okay. Well, they don't make climate change sound as urgent. They make it sound like there are lots of things that we can do as individual people. And one of those things is upcycle.
Oh, 好。所以这个剑桥词典所选的年度词啊，叫做 upcycling。就让我想到 recycling、因为今年全国好多地方就出台了新的垃圾分类政策嘛、这个垃圾分类其实 you can say 什么 to sort your garbage,但是日常好像 native speakers 就会说、I need to recycle、这些垃圾对不对、
or put out the recycling、do the recycling、so I mean as a good little citizen of the West I have been trained to recycle but the truth isSometimes they just throw the stuff in the garbage dump.
对 ，recycle 一个意思是再循环再利用。但是我们把那个垃圾丢了以后也不管它了，所以现在这个新的词 upcycling 的意思是，你就先别丢掉，或者别人丢的东西，你可以拿回来变废为宝。
You can just basically make it into something new.
Upgrade 它嘛 ，upgrade 这个叫 upcycling.
Well, you can, because I mean, of course, if you throw your plastic bottle in the recycling, they can't just make another plastic bottle out of it. They can make a different kind of plastic, but in a sense, it's going down.
对对对
Whereas here, if you take all of your plastic bottles and make, I don't know.A sofa. Then you have a sofa.
没有，你这个用塑料瓶做沙发，可能对我们日常常人来说太难了。但是我们日常，比如一个东西你不丢掉，让它在家里 lots of containers, 对吧？这种盒子啊，瓶瓶罐罐不要丢掉，在家里放其他的东西。That's also a form of upcycling,
yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah, I don't want to make it sound like you have to build a car.Or a castle or something. Yeah, I mean, you can just build like a planter for flowers.
对，或者在我家经常用的就是旧的衣服那些，然后就变成
rags,
抹布。
Yeah.
外国人也会吗
？Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. My dad was always big into recycling and upcycling.
Okay.
But just the word didn't exist at the time.
Upcycling 其实算一个挺新的词吧。Right. So you can say I upcycle. 比如你把旧衣服弄成抹布就可以。
And I wonder though if that does count. Like it's reusing.Which we were always taught is good to do. But I think the idea behind upcycling is that you are creating a new product. So sure, you could, you know, we have to go to the store to buy mops or rags. So in a sense, yes, it's upcycling. But I think there is supposed to be more of a creative...
那就上面装饰一下，画点花之类的。So that's upcycling, guys.
That's upcycling.
好，那看完剑桥词典的这个年度英语词呢，接下来 let's talk about some really fun ones.
Yeah, okay. So again, a lot of these words are not new. It's just that they're getting the recognition.
They made it into the dictionary.
Guys, you made it.
You 这个是对我们接下来选的这些词都是收入在 Merriam-Webster 韦氏大词典的啊。首先这个词是
whatevs.
Whatevs 怎么拼啊
？W.H-A-T-E-V-S.
Well, that looks like whatever.
It sure does. They just took the and replaced it with S. Whatevs.
所以意思是一样的和 whatever.
Whatever. Well, it doesn't mean like whatever in the sense of whatever you want to do, you should do. It means whatever in the sense of
I don't care.
I don't care.
随便
Yeah, whatevs. Or also like I am dismissing.That thing
okay.
that you are saying. So for example, a climate denier might look at some scientific data and just say, whatevs.
Okay.
Don't care.
好的，接下来的这个词啊，也是把一个比较长的词变成一个短的单词。And this word is
inspo.
Inspo.
Sounds Australian.
Well, it actually comes from the word inspiration.
Mm, but that's too long for anyone to say, especially Australians. So they just say, hey, got any inspo?
I got some inspo.
I was looking for a gift for my friend for Crimbo. I needed some inspo for Crimbo gifts. What are they called? Gifts? Presbos?
不是不是。 presents 礼物 是 prezi。
Prezi, oh yeah,
yeah. Some Prezi inspo.
Prezi inspo.
好，那大家也可以看出啊，这些就是日常就很 casual 的场景里面你可以这样用啊。接下来的这一个是从一首歌来的，是不是啊？
Yes, exactly. I think Spencer did something on this
earlier.
Because this expression just kind of blew up this year. It's like a lot of people are saying it, young people, old people.
就爆发了这个词。
Mm, and the word is a name, and the name is Stan.
哦、oh, ，就像 Stan Lee 那个漫威
，Right，
漫威之父 ，S T A N，
Right。
但它是什么意思呢
？It basically means I am a fan of or I support.
而且是一个 huge fan of，
Right，
是蛮狂热的那种吧。
The song Stan, if anybody doesn't know, it's about a like a crazy obsessed fan.Of the rapper Eminem.
Okay.
It's a great song.
Okay. 好，那 stan 怎么用呢
？I stan Jenny.
哦，就是我超级支持某个人。
嗯、
mm-hmm. ，哎，后面可以加东西吗？比如说，我很爱吃披萨。I stan
sure,、
pizza.
I stan pizza. I stan beer.
Oh, I stan Marvel movies.
Yeah, you can put anything after. Now, just to be clear here, you can also use stan as a noun. So、mm-hmm. I am a Jenny stan.
Okay,
that's fine.But it's kind of funnier when you use it as a verb, because when are names used as verbs, right?、Mm. It's just really funny and cute.
哎，我觉得今天的留言你肯定有很多 I stan Adam.
I stan Jenny.、
Oh, we stan open language.
Yeah, hope so.、Mm. Hope you guys stan us a lot.
谢谢大家。好，那接下来要说的这个新词呢
Oh, they stan the、
Spencer.
our swole 的同事。
好，也是 S 开头的，它是
swole.
S-W-O-L-E.
Yeah, this might be a tough one to say. Swole.
Yeah. Swole.、
Mm-hmm.
意思是
Well, think about the word swollen. So if something is swollen, it
肿起来了
it blows up, right? So if you look at a guy with a lot of muscles, we wouldn't really say his muscles are swollen、
mm.
because unless he just got bit by lots and lots of mosquitoes. But, you know, now I guess kids are everywhere saying, oh, swole.
Swole 的意思就是形容一个很强壮的人。
Mm-hmm.
I guess earlier versions of the words include ripped,、
mm-hmm.
然后
jacked.
对对，但现在有一个新词叫 swole.、
Mm.
所以看到 Spencer, 下次大家可以说 oh, you're swole.
Spencer is so swole.
或者也可以把它做一个动词词组 to get swole.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why he doesn't make his own...exercise videos,、
mm.
you know, on Douyin. Get swole, Spencer.
就你的英语可以 get swole.
Sure.
英语可以更好吗
Sure, you work out. Work、it out.
好的，那我们今天还有两个新词要分享给大家。接下来的这个我特别喜欢，因为它是一个很老的词、
mm-hmm.
你很熟悉，但它现在有完全新的一个意思。
Right, receipts. I've got the receipts.
哦、oh, ，就是收据、
mm-hmm.
发票、
mm-hmm.
哦、那 receipts 现在新的意思是什么呢
It basically just means I have proof、
哦、比如说昨天我去 Beyonce 家里参加 party 了
Oh wow, do you have the receipts?
Yeah, I do
Well, if she didn't, it'd be kind of like Okay, Jenny, sure you did
所以 receipts 现在还有一个用法就是、哎、我有证据比如、mm. 哎、这是你看我的 ins 上面有照片
right,
对不对
right, I got proof Now, as always, whether you are using the word receipt at a store with、mm. its original meaning or using it with this new meaning, forget about the PT、
mm-hmm.
It's not receipt, it's just receipt
是是是
The P doesn't need to be there.
Right. 那然后它现在新词的使用呢，通常是复数 receipts. I've got the receipts,、
mm-hmm.
而不是单数、
right.
啊。好的，那我们今天最后要分享的一个词 ，it's more like a sound.
Well, yeah, but it's a very special sound which I happen to stan, and I really stan it going into the dictionary、
嗯、
because honestly, people my age in North America use this. in every other sentence all the time.
好，那这个词这个声音是什么呢？
womp womp
这基本上就是有一个什么倒霉的事儿，不好的事儿，是吧？
Yes, exactly. So you can think about like a really old movie or cartoon where, you know, Mickey Mouse is trying to give a flower to Minnie Mouse, but she says no, rejects it. And then you would hear the trombone.
对，
嘣嘣，
那个音效啊。好，那我们先说说它的拼法。
Okay, so there's two different ways. I think the way that Merriam-Webster put it in was W-O-M-P, twice, so womp womp. But when we write it as a text message, we could also spell it W-H-O-M-P, womp, womp, womp.
Okay, 哎，但是用的时候一定要两个是吗？你不能只说 womp.
Yeah, you don't want to just say womp. Yeah, maybe that's next year. When the kids finally discover, oh, womp womp, that's too long. I just want to say womp. I stand womp, yo.
好的，那今天我们的节目就到这儿啊。这些新词哪一个抓住你的眼球呢？哪一个你现在已经用起来了呢？大家都可以在留言里跟我们分享。那我们今天的节目就到这儿。We look forward to seeing you next time. 我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.
Womp womp.